Hello and welcome to Lightroom and Quartz, the podcast where we discuss your favorite made-for-TV movies. Whether you love to hate watch or hate yourself for loving them, pour up a glass of your favorite cocktail and join us. I am your host, Patrick Serrano, and my guests today are...
I am Drew Current.
And I'm Maria Kanafkin.
Yeah, you are.
Maria is back.
I'm back.
For a Hallmark movie.
Yay.
Boom.
Dreams do come true.
Oh, I love a good Hallmark movie.
Because you did the Lifetime last time.
Yeah.
Yes. Which one was that?
Ron Cruz.
Yeah. Ron Cruz.
With
right.
Vivica A. Fox.
Yeah, that's
amazing.
Right.
Yes. That's right.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, right. Had to get you back for a Hallmark because yes. I know you have thoughts.
Oh, I have so many thoughts.
Yeah. And this one is a lot to talk about. Drew, you don't have your phone.
I don't have my phone.
But you want to use mine?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me open that up for you. Let me pull up the internet for you. Make sure I don't have anything inappropriate on there.
Or
maybe I do.
Please have something inappropriate on there.
It's just Google. I was looking up sticky rice menu. Here you go.
Yeah, go ahead. Go to town.
We are talking about today, Mingle All the Way. Yes, true. And Mingle All the Way stars Jen Lilly, who is in a lot of Lifetime movies, actually. She played twins, like one twin, like replaced another twin. It was a whole thing. And I was like, this is dark.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Brant Daughtry is the male lead.
Yeah.
And I had to look up right away, is he gay?
And?
He's not.
Okay, good.
And he's not?
For me. I mean.
Good for you, bad for me. Because I was like, this guy is gay. And I never think that about actors. I'm never like, this guy's gay. But I don't know. Something about him, I was like, I'm 100% sure that this man is.
Wait, what confirmed that he wasn't?
Look, just because he has blue eyes.
He has a wife. Well, which you're right.
Blue eyes doesn't mean he's gay. Patrick.
He just, I mean, you know, I'm one to talk about an effeminate man, but he was an effeminate man.
He was just in the 50 Shades.
Yes, 50 Shades Freed.
Freed.
Wait, what?
And he got ripped for that because I was looking at. I type in Brant Daughtry gay. And then all the 50 Shades Freed of him, like, muscled out, like, with abs. And I was like, this man must be gay.
He must be gay because he's got abs and stuff.
Damn it, he's not.
No, he's
wait,
not.
Does he, what is he doing that Freed movie?
I don't know.
Oh, who
I've
knows?
Never seen
he's
the
probably
Freed
just like
movies.
A friend.
Yeah, he's probably just like a
oh,
coworker.
I don't even know.
None
I never
of my
seen
friends
that.
Are I did that
watch,
hot.
I did watch the first one.
Did you?
I did. Because I was like, one, what yeah. is this thing that's happening in the
is
world?
Is it terrible?
It is... So bad.
Right.
Okay.
I can't even like, that's
it's,
a whole other
it's
podcast.
It's not even like fun bad.
That is a
no,
whole other podcast.
It's not Showgirls bad.
No.
It's
okay.
just bad.
Okay.
No, it's
good
just bad. It's
well,
like just right on bad. It's not bad enough to be Showgirls bad or The Room bad.
Yeah.
It's just enough to be annoying and not good.
Damn.
Because you could, it's like, oh, well, this could be good, I guess.
Right. I mean, I just missed that whole thing, the books, the movies.
No,
missed
good.
It all.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So, okay.
You're okay.
Then I'm not worried about
don't
it.
Don't worry about
they're
it.
They're like, sex that's like very like, ooh, this is scandalous, is like, if this is scandalous, then
like,
I've been in a scandalous relationship my whole life.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
I hold
yeah.
hands.
Oh, and it was like, it wasn't even good soft porn.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Like, if you're going to have a movie about, it straight up is just about fucking like, you know, dominatrix kind of
right.
sex
yeah, yeah,
stuff,
totally.
Yeah.
They absolutely failed on like, because I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch some porn, basically.
Right.
That's why I watched
but
it.
No.
No. And,
no,
and
not
then
at all.
He was just like, they're all bad actors. And then he gets mad at her for like simple things like going somewhere.
Whoa.
It's so.
I mean,
bad.
It was like if Hallmark tried to make
a sexy
yeah.
movie,
a sexy
yeah.
movie.
Hallmark After Dark.
Oh.
This is that movie.
Hallmark After Dark.
Right. I would not want to watch Hallmark After Dark.
No.
But that's
it's
a
bad.
Great name for a network they should do.
Hallmark After Dark.
Hallmark After Dark.
It's already here.
Yeah. Sorry, we have it now.
Sorry,
guys.
Bye.
Sorry, guys. Bye.
Okay. We're not here to talk about Hallmark After Dark. We're here to talk about Mingle All the Way.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we start off, we have Molly, okay, that's our protagonist.
Mm-hmm.
She is spending the holidays with her family who have they like just moved or something, and like the sister's getting engaged. It was like really, it started off like it felt like in the middle of the movie.
Yeah, because I thought I was watching, I missed the beginning, and then I was like, nope, this is the beginning. So I don't know if they've lived there for a long time.
I don't think so. I think like they're just like unpacking Christmas, and they're like, where's this Christmas angel? And they're like very upset that they lost it. But as they're like decorating, the mom is like, hey, Molly, like, you should not spend time designing this app. You should work for my accounting firm. Mm-hmm. So apparently Molly designs is working on an app.
App designer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Great.
Okay. And her parents are going to Aspen for the holidays, and they don't spend Christmas together.
No. And there wasn't a tragic event that like stopped it. They just got money and were like, bye kids.
Yes. So it's like a weird beginning.
Okay.
Already. But they say the title of the movie three times in the first 3 minutes.
Mingle All the Way.
Mingle All the Way. They say it three times. And I was like, well, I guess I'm pouring it up for this.
I mean,
that's an automatic pour it up for me.
It is an auto pour up.
Yeah. So we meet Jeff now, our gay, not gay lead actor. And he is spending time with his family for the holidays, but he also has a job. And like he's like very like into his job, which is like working for like an advertising thing.
Yeah, which I think he's a creative director, but then maybe he's just an art director. It was like very confusing what he actually did.
They don't know, like the writers don't know how that
right.
No.
I don't know how that
The point works. Hallmark's making is Molly and Jeff put work before family.
Right. But you know, also, I put Uncle Jeff can get it.
Yes, he can.
Yeah.
He can get it.
He can get it. He's hot.
He's so hot.
Oh, he was in 50 Shades Freed.
He wasn't even shirtless. So now I'm like,
that's
oh my.
Uncle?
That's, yeah. He's like, he's not Molly's uncle. He's like an uncle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Molly has a pitch for Mingle All the Way. That's the name of the app. They say it about 10 times in this in this scene. Mm-hmm. And it goes well. The algorithm's impressive. Molly volunteers to like download the app herself and do a testimonial for it. Mm-hmm. What the app is exactly, I don't know.
What I think it is, because it was very confusing, was that it's like Tinder, but for professionals who don't have time to date, but need to lie to their coworkers that this is their boyfriend or girlfriend. And then they go to like the so many Christmas events you have to go to impress their bosses.
So,
So
I must say that's not a bad idea.
Right. It's a networking app. It's not a dating app. So what happens is if we match Drew on Mingle All the Way, our calendars pop up. And we can send calendar requests to each other to go to this, go to that, go to this.
I feel like that's a good idea.
If it's for networking, it feels weird. If it was dating, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, then you're like, okay, we have plans.
Right.
It's not like, hey, how you doing? How's your weekend? Like,
yeah.
Right.
No.
Come
make plans with me.
Come and be my candy.
Right.
My arm candy.
Exactly. It should be called arm candy.
Arm candy.
But
arm
it's
candy cane. And it's only specifically for Christmas time.
Yeah.
Sure. So Molly is out shopping, okay? So her app pitch goes well. She's out shopping and she finds the angel that her dad lost in the move, okay? And she like picks it up. She's like, oh my God, this is the angel. And she puts it down. She's like, takes a call. And as she's taking the call, freaking Jeff comes and picks up the angel and takes it to the cash register, and he's like buying it, and she's like, no, that was mine. And he's like, well, I got it. That's not how shopping works.
That's not how shopping works, dude.
They have an argument.
Survival of the fittest,
right?
And shopping,
he wins and he buys it, and she storms off. And then later they run into each other on the street, and they're like, oh my God, it was you. Like they have like the thing where like they run into each other.
You.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So Jeff decides to join Mingle All the Way after like watching a commercial or something.
Yeah, he like overheard it or something.
I don't know. But he needs to like impress his boss, who's very obsessed with like heteronormative relationships, and that is the only people who matter and who get promoted.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then they're family people.
Right.
But you have to be hetero and in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Committed relationship long term.
I mean, naturally, right?
So
I mean, that's how that
Jeff's coworker gets picked over to go to all these functions because he has a girlfriend, but Jeff doesn't get to go because he's single.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's why he's downloading heathen. Mingle All the Way.
What a heathen.
And his sister like sets up an account for him.
Right.
And Molly has an assistant who sets up her account for some reason.
Yeah. She's too busy.
Yeah, I don't understand. But of course they match on the app. They match on the app, true. 94%.
Right.
Sure.
And yeah. For an app place, there's only two employees. There's like no other engineer.
There's no tech support.
It's just the two
just
of them.
Just the two.
It is the two of them. But they're going to make it.
Yeah. Yes. So they show up for their first like appointment date that they made. And they made a bunch. Mm-hmm. They made like a week's worth of appointments.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they show up and they're like, oh my God, it's you. Oh, it's you.
Third time's a charm.
How could we match?
Yes. And they're like argue flirting, you know? Yeah. They're like, oh, are you going to steal this cocktail from me because you steal things?
Oh, God.
You know, that type of vibe.
Yeah.
And she's like, the actress is kind of like,
goofy. I mean, I've been there, but no, I haven't. That's
no,
not a thing.
No, no, you haven't.
If someone was flirting with me like they were in the movie, I'd be like, no. Like,
right. No. But she's like trying to be like Sandra Bullock type of vibe.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. What do you mean by that? Because Sandra Bullock has some different vibes here and
Sandra
there.
Sandra Bullock in Miss Congeniality. Like,
gotcha.
She's like, a detective. You're going to date me. You're going to kiss me. You're going to love me.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Oh, and Benjamin Bratt was hot.
Okay.
Yes. So she's going for that vibe, and she's like halfway nailing it, you know?
Yeah, but she's not like... It's not as fun as old Sandy B.
It's just out of place in this Hallmark movie.
Right.
Yeah.
It would work in a normal movie. But this is a Hallmark movie. It's just like, oh, I don't know.
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
So she, what happens here? They're like at a work thing, right?
Yeah, I think it's her work thing. Or no, maybe it's a networking thing.
I have no idea what it is. But basically they're just like, it's so they can meet each other and have this tension.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So we get a second date now, and Jeff and Molly, they're at like a work function for his boss.
Right.
Okay.
Where Brent gives us serial killer vibes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, he's got some serial killer stuff.
Yeah.
Not Jeff, but Brent, the coworker.
Like the coworker.
Does he have it? Like, is it the actor? Could you tell if it, was it the actor? Or was it like? Like in him doing something that he should, like, you know, it was like he interpreted
like a
weird
guy.
Thing.
He's a bad guy.
Okay, he's
right.
A bad guy.
He plays a bad guy for Hallmark well.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm. And he's that's like, fair. You know, suspicious of Molly and Jeff's relationship. Like, where did this woman come out of nowhere? Like, you were single yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But they go like Christmas or the boss invites them to go Christmas caroling with his wife.
And this
so,
is Frank?
The boss?
Wait, no, the serial killer?
The serial Brent. Killer's name's Brent.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
Which okay. happens to be the name of the leading actor in the movie. Not to confuse you.
Oh. Oh, yeah. So, oh, because, oh, well, Brant.
Right.
Brant, right? I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. This is all I know. God. I'm viewing this movie, this movie from IMDb. So that's just letting me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So Molly is like upset that she's being used for Jeff's like, gain, you know?
Right.
She's like, how could you do this? This app's for networking, not for dating. How could you do this to me?
Yeah.
And
but I thought that was the point. That's where I got right. really confused.
Well, this is why I'm like, I don't know what's happening here.
Because
it was so confusing that it's like, what is the point of matching on this if it's not like a romantic thing? You know?
Or everyone's on the same page that they're going to lie.
Right.
Yeah.
It only works if you're like, this is my arm candy for this event.
This is a lie. This is a lie.
Because they're like bringing some shame into one, being single, and then two, being like, well, I can't tell you how we actually know each other.
That's right. Weird. So I have to like make up lies.
Okay.
It's so weird. So Molly comes crawling back because she realizes that, like, she told her mom, like, in a heated moment, like, I have a boyfriend now.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, I guess I have to go through with all these dates I made with this man or networking opportunities with right. this man. And they're going to work out like a mutually beneficial thing where they're not dating, but they're pretending they're dating.
Right.
Which okay. is like the point of the app. I don't know.
Great.
I don't know.
Great. I, yeah,
So they're like falling for each other though, as they're like going through all these things. Of course, they like make crafts. They like slow dance by a Christmas tree. They do like wrapping presents. They do all the things, you know.
Great.
They
montage.
Shop snowball for, fight. For a Christmas tree together. No snowball fight.
No snowball fight.
They do like do all the tropes. Like they do all the tropes like pretty much in the middle of the movie.
Okay.
Where they're getting to know each other, which we're breezing by because
we get it.
You're falling in love.
We get it. So things are going actually great. And Molly goes to lunch with her friend, Lisa, who is a POC. Okay.
Yeah, and finally.
I know, right? She's like maybe Indian. I'm not sure what her ethnicity was.
She's Indian.
Is she?
Yep.
And I thought they were going to pair her up with another Indian. I'm like, oh my God, Hallmark, get over yourself.
Well, they first paired her up with the other POC.
Right. Who is like, they met on the app.
Yeah.
And this is Lisa.
Lisa.
Her friend. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is, she's Indian.
Okay.
God, Lord.
I mean,
what a looker.
She's gorge. Yeah, she's gorge.
What a looker.
What a looker.
So, like, she meets up with Molly, and Molly's like, okay, well, I have something to admit to you. The man I met on the dating app, that's not a dating app. We're not actually dating. Mm-hmm. You know? And Lisa's like, what is your app for, though?
Then yeah.
What the fuck is like, your what app,
I don't understand what your app is for. And Molly's like, don't worry about it. All you need to know is I'm in a fake relationship. And she, like, puts her phone down. And she, like, yells in the restaurant. She's like, fake relationship! I'm in a fake relationship! And who's in the restaurant? The coworker, the serial killer coworker.
Brent. Brent. Dun, dun, dun.
Brent.
He overhears and he's smug, like smiling, like looking.
Oh, Brent.
And he's like so excited that he has like the dirt on Jeff now.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So Molly brings Jeff to her family's house.
Right. This is a bit much.
Ooh.
And I'm like, that's not a social networking thing.
No.
That's a dating thing.
Yeah.
No, that's a... You're my fake date.
You're my boyfriend.
Right.
And the mom's like immediately unimpressed and she's like very judgy and she's like, we're going to Aspen for the holidays and who are you? Mm-hmm. And she again goes into this whole thing with Molly like apps aren't real. They don't make money.
She's never heard of Facebook.
Yeah. Join me in my accounting job and you have a dumb job and you're a dumb daughter.
You're a dumb dumb.
You're
a
dumb,
dumb, you're a dumb, dumb. I hate you. And I hate you. Did I tell you that? I hate you.
But Jeff is like trying to win them over. He brings the angel that he stole from Molly at the beginning of the movie. Mm-hmm. And Molly's like very touched by this move because he gave it to the dad. And he's like, I heard this is very important to you. And she's like, oh my God, that's so amazing. And the mom and the daughter get into a fight. And then Jeff stands up for her. And he's mm-hmm. like, you need to appreciate your daughter. Like, I appreciate her.
How is Uncle Jeff still single?
Right?
How is Uncle Jeff still single?
He's probably a an F
like,
boy.
He's just like, he doesn't need this shit.
Yeah.
He doesn't need most of the shit.
Right.
He doesn't tolerate bullshit.
No.
That's why he's single, because there's a lot of bullshit that goes on.
Right.
I know, but still.
Yeah, and this app is like very confusing. Are they dating? Are they, what's happening?
Who knows?
Because after this whole thing with the family, Molly's like, I love you.
Yeah.
Right? Pretty much. She's like very seriously like all about him. Mm-hmm. And she's like pretending to do
it. Wait, did she say, she hasn't said it yet though?
No,
she hasn't.
But
okay,
her
okay.
face.
Okay.
But she's like pretending to go on all these networking things. They do like a horse-drawn carriage type of thing. Mm-hmm. And they talk about their previous relationships. They cook dinner together. They decorate a tree. Do we miss any tropes here? I think we covered them all.
Yeah, I think we
really
was
did.
Was there a snowball fight, though?
There's a lot of points.
No snowball fight.
No smoke.
So,
no.
Okay.
Okay.
She's, like, decorating a tree with him, and she falls into his arms off the ladder.
Yeah, yeah.
And she says, my knight in shining tinsel.
Oh, my God. Are you fucking
nope,
kidding
that's
me?
The exact quote.
And I was like, poor Jen Lilly that had to say that line. You know, I try to like pick out lines where I'm like, how could I make this work? And that one is tough.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You're like, my knight in shining tinsel.
I wonder how many takes you'd have to do.
Right?
To make
without
that,
like laughing.
Mm-hmm. Like my knight in
shining tinsel. Also with grace.
Okay. I know. It's hard.
Poor girl.
So Molly makes up with her mom after their fight, you know, and her mom like telling her job's not real. The mom's like, well, I just wanted you to work for me, and then I wanted to spend more time with you because you're my daughter and I love you.
Right.
Oh, and I'm sorry if that came off mean.
Well, that's nice.
And I said your job was stupid, but I just want to spend time with you.
Yeah.
I just freaked out.
Right.
I just freaked out and for a lot of years.
Yes. And she's like, we're not going to Aspen anymore. We're going to spend like Christmas as a family.
Oh, okay. Good.
That's so good. There's a house party now that the mom's throwing.
Gotta have a house
party. It's for the clients, I've gathered.
Right, but also an engagement party for the sister that got engaged at the beginning of the movie.
Oh, yes.
So it's like, this mom is doing double duty. She has, is like,
this, I gotta clarify.
Yes.
Is this like Christmas Eve?
No.
Is this
the
like,
time can, doesn't really have a
okay,
timeline
so the
here.
Time's not like
I think
thing.
The whole movie takes place on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So all this is,
right.
This is,
and it's okay. Like they put too much emphasis on like for a mom who owns her own business, who is an accountant, yeah. Like not traditional jobs in these movies, and yet is still wanting her daughters to be traditional.
Right. Yeah.
It's yeah, very confusing.
Oh boy.
Is this rich?
No, it's not rich. It's someone from Damascus hanging up on them. I only answer calls from rich.
Only rich.
On the podcast.
But okay. Don't, but rich,
but
don't
call.
Call
Rich.
Please don't call.
He called already this tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he like, when are they filming?
He's like, recording? What are you doing? Like, I'm recording. He's like, oh, okay, I'm bouncing on my ball thinking about you.
Like, anyway,
that's weird.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Love you, bye.
Yeah, love you, bye. So at the party, Molly's like, and Jeff, they're like gonna like tell each other they love each other. Mm-hmm. But who shows up at the party? Jeff's ex-girlfriend, Ashley.
Oh, dun, no. Dun, dun.
And she's like a blonde girl, and she's like beautiful. And Molly like runs off because she sees them hugging.
Yeah.
But really, he's just like, I don't want to be with you anymore. Thanks for being here. I'm going to hug you. Goodbye.
The whole sequence could have been solved with like just right. A slight communication.
Right.
She's okay.
Yeah. I put she's garbage. I'm not sure why. I was so upset with her.
I mean, she just came out of nowhere. And how did she get invited to the party?
And well, she said it was she was the client of one of them.
Oh, boy. Mm.
I don't know. I was just like, oh, Uncle Jeff.
Uncle Jeff, get it together.
Get it right. Together,
girl.
Jeff.
Girl.
So Jeff has his thing the next night, the caroling event with his boss. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the Molly is there and she's like very like surly. Like she's mm-hmm. like, you're just using me. And I thought we were being in a relationship, even though my app is not a dating app.
And we said that this was a fake relationship.
Right. So she's like being kind of weird and her boss is like, what's wrong with Molly? And then the coworker comes up and he's like, I'll tell you what's wrong with her. They're not really dating. They're fake dating.
Doom. Mm.
And he big. Reads the testimonial that Molly wrote for her app because, you know, she's been using the app. She has a big pitch coming up. Mm-hmm. Mm. So she has a testimonial about like how her and Jeff are just like business partners in this thing, and I don't, the app is so confusing.
Yeah,
it's really, she needs to figure it out.
I think that
before she goes to Shark Tank.
Right. I think the idea of the app is actually really cool. Like you were saying, like, hey, I have this event, or hey, I'm doing this, let's meet
it's
up.
Really specific. Yeah. So but it's like, it's also, it's like you're getting an Uber,
yes,
or a Lyft,
right,
but like it's a person that you yeah. want as arm candy.
Yes.
Yeah,
do a thing.
But that might be too close to like prostitution for Hallmark, so they had to like stop that.
That's,
you know,
right. Yeah.
I think, oh, that, man, you're right. Hallmark. I just realized it could.
Yeah,
oh.
We're on Hallmark, so they have values.
Yeah,
you know, Lifetime would have been all over this.
Yeah,
I've been like, oh, arm candy, great.
Arm candy, we're gonna hit this.
But
we're gonna,
I mean, that's the only way
gonna,
to explain
we're
it.
Say, we're gonna say the word prostitution.
No, we're gonna say the word arm candy. I'm sure Hallmark like arm shut candy. That down. Arm candy? No. Mingle All the Way? Great.
Yeah.
Mingle
Which,
All the Way.
By the way, earlier in the movie, she's all like, Christmas is so corporate, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, your app is literally called Mingle All the Way mm-hmm. and can only be used for one time a year.
Right. For Christmas, holiday parties.
I think that's cool.
So we get to like the gala now, okay? Because Molly, of course, ran off after that all happened and Jeff was like, oh, what? Oh, she lied. So... Molly is like making her investor pitch or whatever. She's like, okay, well, like, you know, I did the app and it was great. And here's what happened. And, you know, her not being with Jeff at the end is bad, right? You know? Mm-hmm. But she's about to tell them that it didn't work out. And Jeff shows up and he's like, actually, it was great. And, you know, we were mutually beneficial. Like, she helped me with my business things and I helped her with hers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we are not in love. And then she's like, actually, though, we are in love. Mm-hmm. And that's not the point of my app because it's not a dating app, but I love him. And the investor's like, great, here's all the money.
Yeah. Which they hadn't kissed at all.
No.
That's good. I don't want.
You don't want them to?
Because no, I don't want them to. Because it's more powerful in a thing where it's just like, no, don't. Like, yes. We know it's gonna happen. Kissing.
Right, but like, I don't know. I feel if you're gonna love someone, you should at least have some physical chemistry, and maybe you don't.
It didn't start that. Yeah, I don't know. I guess so.
But so it's become wait, you guys never kissed. Now you're in love. Ah.
Yes. Jeff gets offered a job in LA from his boss because mm-hmm. his boss is like, you know, it didn't matter if you were in a relationship. I just want you to be good at your job.
That's a lie.
And that's totally a lie because the whole movie, he didn't include Jeff in anything until he had a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. But he decides not to go to the LA job because he's going to work at this, like, in advertising.
In Cedar Parks.
And he's going to be close to his niece and close to Molly, who he loves. Mm-hmm. Okay. And Molly's like, great. And then they kiss. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Right?
That's it.
I mean, can right? I,
yeah.
Can I say something? Okay.
This one was weird. It was very pushed.
Especially for Hallmark. Hallmark.
I feel like, okay, this is what the Hallmark is like the overbearing mother to be like, don't be single.
Right.
Never be single. Don't be single. Never be single.
Especially at the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Christmas time, you need to not be single.
Right.
How's your boy? Do you have a boyfriend? Why don't you have a boyfriend? What's going on? Are you okay? What's wrong with you?
It's also two-sided because then it's like the sister who's like, why don't you have a girlfriend? They never go, maybe my brother's gay or maybe they're in a polyamorous relationship. No one ever asked this question in Hallmark.
Oh, mm-hmm. Not in Hallmark. No, no, no.
No, never, no. Never, never. I know.
I feel like that's it. I mean, it's like you're just like, God, why does everyone have to hook, get together and fall in love immediately? Mm. Like, why can't people just be like, I don't know, I'm just down in for the holidays and like we had a thing. I don't know.
Right.
Fun. We had a fun thing. It's, well, I don't know.
Okay. So on the podcast, we either pour it up or put a cork in it. Maria, what are you going to do to this movie?
Listen, Uncle Jeff, he could get it. So
he could.
Pour it up, maybe. You're
pouring it up for Uncle Jeff?
Only Uncle Jeff.
Only him.
The movie itself, I feel on a Hallmark level, was not as good as a quick backstory. I love Hallmark Christmas movies. Mm-hmm. My mom and I watch it. I go to Arizona. I sit on the couch and me and her watch at least 3 to 4 every day.
For sure.
And just like watch movies. And I was just really disappointed in the movie. Yeah. But Uncle Jeff, I was like,
Uncle Jeff made it for you.
Yeah, look up those 50 Shade Freed pictures.
That's what I'll be doing later tonight. Fair.
They're worth it. Drew, what are you going to do?
Oh, put a cork in it. Get out of here with this one.
Yeah.
You kidding me? What is this shit?
Yeah.
What was this movie?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you, and I watched it.
Yeah. And I get it.
I rewind a couple of times because like, I must have missed something.
You must have missed something. No. Yeah,
an hour and a half movie took me like 2.5 hours because I was like, I probably missed something. Yeah.
Lots of pausing and thinking. You know? Like, let me think about this. Yeah, I am also going to put a cork in it. Despite saying the title 27 times, I tallied them because that's how bored I was in this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's just some things that the app didn't make sense. Mm-hmm. Hallmark and text never good.
Yeah.
We had an interracial couple on this, Drew.
Oh,
so
okay.
The Indian friend, mm-hmm. Lisa, gets partnered up with the white assistant.
Yeah, okay. It can never be interracial with two people.
Sure. Yes. So that was kind of interesting for Hallmark, and I think pretty much a good thing for them to do. I just wish they had done it on a different, like, I don't know.
Yeah, like in a different way. Like, but the girl, that the woman that the Indian woman.
Yeah, Lisa. Well, Lisa, in the movie Lisa.
Which it looks like they gave her a white last name.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, but she wasn't like any ethnicity, no.
But like, even if she was the main character, because she is, that's a gorgeous woman.
Yeah. Right.
And she could absolutely be like a front woman. Sure. Like for that kind of stuff. I don't know.
This one was rough. The writer messaged me on Instagram. It's like, you're going to be covering my movie, right?
And the writer did?
Yeah. And I was like, you know it, girl. And then I'm like, oh, I just wish I liked it better because like I feel bad. But it was a female writer. So it's actually a female writing team.
Okay.
They did another one last year that I was very confused on. So I think it's just too convoluted. Like, simplify and maybe I'll get it more. Like, the acting was fine. Like, everybody was fine. Right. It just was so confusing.
Right.
Yeah, I'd rather them have gone like either let's be really dramatic about it, but then it would have been Lifetime.
Right.
Or let's like that's like, the problem with sometimes with movies is they aren't in on the joke, and I don't feel like Hallmark plays in on the joke of their stuff. Like they met in a shop. Mm-hmm. They had a love sequence. They're usually in on the joke, and they weren't. The only thing that saved it for me was Uncle Jeff.
There you go.
Good old Uncle Jeff.
So that wraps up our conversation about Mingle. Sorry, writer. I know.
I'm so sorry, writer.
Writing women team. Good job for you. The women were written well.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They talked like women. That's and great. They had like not dumb point of views on relationships.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just the bones of the movie were confusing.
Did they? Yeah. I'm assuming it because I don't think any Hallmark movie would pass the Bechdel test, but the...
No, I don't think they did.
Probably.
No. Not even, no.
Always talking about a dude.
The mom.
Pretty much.
The mom was like, ugh, this mom. I don't know. She had Shelley Long vibes. I don't know why, though.
She did. Mm-hmm. All right. That wraps up our conversation about Mingle All the Way. Before we go, we have our favorite segment of This Week and Every Week. You say Candace Cameron Bure. We watch a clip from her Instagram and we talk about it. Okay. So I brought a clip
fun,
today.
Huh? I have to mute us.
Yeah.
When we play that because we can't help ourselves like singing along or dancing and creaking on the tables.
Yeah. Drew loves it.
So much.
All right.
I have to now follow her on Instagram.
No, you're not allowed. That's the point of the. I follow her so you don't have to.
He does.
Okay, well, I don't follow her then.
Here we go. Here's our clip for this week. It starts off with a clip of her in Fuller House or Full House. So that's just what's playing at the top.
Okay.
It's always open, Matt!
Hi, everyone. I've missed you all. I had to take a little break from Insta because I've been sick for quite a while, but I'm back. Can you guess what I'm doing? All right, we're working, getting my coverage. Hi.
That's Niall Matter.
Okay.
Here's our director.
She's recording her mystery movie, Aurora Tea Garden. Aurora Tea Garden.
She's gone full like redhead, right?
Yes.
Gonna come around and get my close up.
And that's how you know Candace is in a different role. She changed her hair color. Uh-huh. And that's the type of actress she is. She just changes her hair color and is a totally different person.
Totally different person. I'll tell you what.
Yes.
Candace Cameron Bure is a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm. Of course she is.
There's no question about that.
Right.
But I want to say, Candace, if ever you listen to this.
Oh, boy.
Because if she might.
I mean, if writers are DMing you, they might know her.
She might be like, what's this fucking segment that's going on? because we're getting, we got a lot of down, I mean, we're getting a lot of downloads.
Yeah. Like that.
So, but I'm just saying, Candace Cameron Bure, I don't know you, and you don't know me, but I'll tell you what. You know what? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about what people think of you on Instagram. Who cares?
Yeah.
She cares so much. I think that's why it pisses me off so much. When I watch her, I was like, who fucking cares about it?
A lot of celebrities care, I think.
Yeah.
So.
I know.
She's just feeding into the thing, and I think she'd be way happier if she, I mean, we'd have to kill our segment, so never stop, Candace. Always,
I mean, never stop. Never stop. Don't stop. But just, you know, I'm just saying, like.
I hope she comes on, and then you interview her about Instagram clips.
I would love to actually literally talk to her. Because at first, I'm like. When we're seeing your Instagram, it drove me nuts.
Yeah, Drew did not like her in the beginning. Stance on gay things makes me mad.
Right.
So I'm like, you know, you have
But she's Kurt Cameron's.
Uh-huh, yeah, yeah, you know.
But
you
really do think she's trying to, like back away from it. She's just going like, oh, I fucked up the way I said that. And now,
I know.
But she's slowly... It's a long path back. It's a long path back. But
Maria's face, though.
I don't actually think she thinks that.
What is your face saying?
What she said, and clearly that's her views. And now she's like, oh, my demographic really cares about this issue.
Right.
So now I have to pretend. And there's no misspeaking or misspoking. I can't even talk. But there's no way to say that wrong. The way she said it, and she's like, oh no, I misspoke, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, you don't, you feel this way, either stick with it.
Right.
It just feels ungenuine.
Yeah.
I think, and here's my argument with Candace Cameron Bure. I think she's just so straight up like herself all the time. She has no publicist. She just says stuff.
Right.
And she has to put her foot in her fucking mouth, like she puts her foot in her mouth.
Right.
Like that's
people do that all the time. But like for that issue.
Oh yeah, you know, yeah. Definitely. I agree. But I really do. I do honestly think because of like all these things I've seen, I think she's like, oh fuck, I fucked that up, and I'm gonna try to just be smiley and like okay and not say a goddamn word about any of this, like because
be about kindness, be about treating people well,
always. And she has, because she has not said anything at all about that again. She knew, she was like, I fucked that up, because I don't think she actually I don't think she actually hate gays. I think she's actually trying to backpedal. I hope she is.
And maybe,
she has to prove it.
Yeah,
she does have to prove it.
And maybe
I wish she would literally say it, but because that would actually clear her.
Right,
she's like, what I said, I'm an idiot, and actually, this is what I believe. I believe everybody's good. Go, but like. And I think it's such a weird. I wonder if the dynamic between her and her brother is super weird.
He's never on her Instagram.
Yeah, never.
No, they don't get along. I guarantee you, they don't get along.
Well, we don't know. Allegedly.
You're right. All of these things that I'm saying
are alleged.
Let me clear this up.
It's all
are
alleged.
Completely complete theories.
Right, and also could be like how they grew up and like people live and learn.
Yep.
And so I'll give people second chances. But again, like you said, she has to actually say that.
Yeah.
Like, these are thoughts I once believed. I don't believe them anymore because I've lived and learned. And honestly, it's none of my business. Like, that's it.
Right.
Like, people are people.
There you go. There you go.
She would have.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Honey gays go be like. Girl,
finally,
thank you.
Yes,
yeah.
Now we're on your side.
Who watches Hallmark movies? Really?
Gays and girls,
right?
Gays and Moms.
Yeah.
The Gays and Moms.
Yeah. My brother will watch it if he's in the room, but then right. he leaves.
Exactly.
And he's like, okay. Well,
he's like, this is not good. Mine. Okay, bye.
And the Hallmark Boys. They watch them, but they're on a very successful podcast. The Hallmark Boys. So, Maria, this is the pluggy time. Anything to plug in the pluggy time?
Ooh, pluggy time, pluggy time. Yep. My Instagram is Maria Konopkin, MariaKonopken. I perform all over Chicago, but mostly with Matt Damon Improv, 9:30 on Sundays at Annoyance. And then I'm also in Burlesque Is More, which is also at Annoyance. It's a burlesque comedy show at 10:30 on Saturdays. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah.
See some tassels.
I'm also a Scorpio, so if there's any single straight men, or you don't have to be straight, but interested in me.
Yeah.
I'm a Scorpio.
Fluid.
Fluid. Whatever.
Oh, I thought you said fluent. I'm a fluent Scorpio.
Yep.
I'm very fluent in Scorpioism.
I love it. Put it out there. Put it out there.
You know, I like running, but I also love eating and drinking wine.
There you
and,
go. Brent yeah. Daughtry.
Yeah.
Let us know. Uncle Jeff. Get great. It.
Uncle Jeff.
Get
what
it.
Up? Although he's married. I don't
I know. We're not a homewrecker in this podcast. Not Leanne Rimes. Okay. Drew, where can we find you? Where can we find you?
You can find me at Drew But With Pants. You can also listen to my band on Spotify and other things that you listen to, The Limbos. Check it out if you like it. Head us, you know, keep listening to it, I guess.
Wonderful. Thank you, Maria, for being here.
Thanks for having me. I always enjoy this podcast.
Thank you, listeners, for checking back in with Lifetime Uncorked. We watch these movies, so you don't have to, but if you do, you can follow me at Patrick Regal, the podcast at Lifetime Uncorked. Don't forget to interview us on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, whatever it's called, 100 for the holidays. Call us at 872-267-4117, and that's it. Okay, we love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.